8:45, it is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee.
And I'm the emoticon Farragut Foster.
And we are doing Weird Science
on a
fun day.
We're talking about Facebook today, yo. Facebook, who said geeks are boring? Social Network, a movie that's doing movie theaters in a little over a month, is a cautionary tale about the founding of one of tech's biggest successes. It follows Harvard undergraduate and computer programmer genius Mark Zuckerberg as he sits down at his computer and begins working on a new idea for a social network that he calls Facebook. Now, what begins in his dorm room soon becomes a revolution in communication. 6 years and 500 million friends later, Mark Zuckerberg is the youngest billionaire in history. But his success leads to both personal and legal complications. Here's the trailer.
I think I've come up with something.
That looks good. That looks really good.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
$1 billion.
We don't need him.
You're going to get left behind. It's moving faster
what
than any
mean,
of us have
get left behind.
Your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
I didn't know that. Tell me more.
Now, the film is loosely based on the book The Accidental Billionaires, The Founding of Facebook, A Tale of Sex, Money, Genius, and Betrayal. The book has been described as non-fictitious. It's an account of the founding of Facebook, and it calls the social network the story that Mark didn't want told.
Is he really crazy like that?
I mean, they're saying that he's also maybe a little bit power-driven. The book and the movie tell the story of how Zuckerberg clashed with several former Harvard classmates about the company's idea and ownership. They all claim that they developed or helped develop the code that Zuckerberg used to base Facebook on, and that they either had their work stolen or their credit denied. Now, Zuckerberg sat down with Diane Sawyer to talk about his crazy college years and the film. Here's what he had to say.
It's interesting, but it's fiction, right? I mean, there's been a lot of stories that have been written about Facebook that are fiction and make it seem like what we did were interesting in different ways. We shouldn't be that focused on things like that. I really believe that people get remembered for what they build, right? And if you build something great, that's what people care about. Right? And people don't care about what someone says about you in a movie or even what you say, right? They care about what you build. And if you can make something that makes people's life better, then that's something that's really good.
Now, some in Facebook's inner circle are worried that the movie may paint Zuckerberg in a bad light, while other branding experts doubt that the movie will have any impact on Facebook or change the way its fiercely loyal audiences use the service. But what do you think? 500 million people deep. However, can you trust it if the man behind it is a lying, cheating madman? Would you trust him with your updates, with your relationship, with your pics?
He ain't paying me no mind.
You don't think so?
Wonder's upset he got deleted.
Wonder
I guess he doesn't like you.
I'm just upset because I can't look at bras now. That's how I used to spy on them.
Maybe that's a good thing. Yo, call us up 888-SHAY45.